Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
And also in the last hour, some very interesting details coming out from an EFET briefing with CMO Dr. Tony Houlihan, saying he would advise parents of small children not to bring them indoors to an indoor dining facility. And also news that cases of Delta may double every fortnight unless there is a change in behaviour. Here is Dr. Philip Nolan speaking, and he said he was showing a range of scenarios from the optimistic to the pessimistic based on the spread of the Delta variant.
Where we are right now is tracking towards the more pessimistic end of these models. We don't expect that to be sustained, but it's just important to note where we stand right now. And I think the message to conclude on this slide is which of those trajectories we follow depends entirely upon how we manage our social contacts over the coming weeks, how we mitigate risk during those social contacts, and how we make sure that none of us contributes to the spread of this infection.
Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Dr. Ilona Duffy, a GP in Monaghan. And as I said, Ilona, thank you very much for joining us. A lot of interesting details coming out from that EFET briefing, which is still underway at the moment. And considerable cautions. These are some of the phrases that are being used. Considerable caution, exponential growth, pessimistic scenarios, case numbers doubling every 15 to 30 days if nothing else changes. What do you make of it?
Unfortunately, it appears that this has already begun and we're already seeing a dramatic rise in the number of cases. So we're, as you said, 783 cases today. We know it's likely that's going to continue increasing. On the ground in our surgeries, we've definitely seen a sharp rise in people who are presenting with COVID-like symptoms, people who are presenting and ringing us because they've realised now that they're close contacts of positive cases. And this is all of a sudden. We went almost 2 months with no positive cases, with a total drop. There were days when we had nobody ringing us with COVID-like symptoms and we made no COVID referrals, but we're back up to seeing it all again. And the cases are going to continue to rise because what we've learned about this Delta variant is it is highly contagious. It's probably more contagious than any of the versions of COVID that we've seen to date.
One of the aspects that was highlighted today at that briefing is the changing symptoms in relation to NEFET. And we have touched on this briefly on the programme in the last couple of weeks. Basically, both Philip Nolan and Dr. Tony Houlihan asking people to be very mindful of new symptoms such as sore throat and headaches. Are these the sort of things that you're seeing, and what should people be watching out for?
We're definitely seeing a slight change in the symptoms, and that we're probably seeing less cough. And most of the symptoms at the moment we're seeing seem to be in people who are having nasal type symptoms. So typically the sinusitis, the congestion, the snuffles, stuff going down the back of the throat that may be then causing them to cough. And some people are still complaining of the headaches, feeling hot and sweaty without necessarily having very high temperatures. I think the danger at this point in time is that we're also seeing a rise in hay fever type weather. And lots of patients are ringing us kind of saying, you know, I'm congested, I'm headachy. I think it's the hay fever, kind of get some antihistamines, maybe have a sinus infection. And realizing then that actually they should be tested for COVID, because you can't presume it's anything else but COVID until you've had a negative COVID test. So I think there's a certain amount of people kind of becoming worn out by this and feeling, well, is it going to go on forever? And surely, you know, I get this every year, I don't need to be tested. So we are seeing a little bit of resistance to people going for testing. And I think we've got to hammer home the message that, you know, it's worth being tested to ensure, number one, you don't have COVID, but number two, that if you have COVID, that you're not spreading it to others around you, especially those who remain vulnerable and may be unvaccinated.
There's been a lot of talk about indoor dining at the briefing today, a lot of questions asked. Dr. Tony Houlihan was asked about the proposed 1 hour 45 minute time limit, and we might hear from him now in relation to this. He said this was based on old NEFET advice and wasn't as relevant now that many people are vaccinated.
We would have given advice last year in relation to the hour and 45 minutes and other arrangements on the basis that this time last year when we were reopening hospitality, there was no vaccination. Every person that you were encountering was potentially a risk of transmission. That no longer is the situation. And if we can, through the COVID pass arrangements, ensure that we can, in as much as possible, limit those facilities to those people who are vaccinated and therefore low risk, then the dependence and the importance of some of the other guidance would be less than it was, for example, this time last year.
So as you can hear there, Ilona, and it has been a feature of the briefing so far, there's been a huge emphasis on vaccination and the difference between vaccinated people and non-vaccinated people. And when it came to indoor dining, one of the things Dr. Tony Hoolan was talking about was how safe or not it was for children who are obviously unvaccinated to go to indoor dining restaurants or pubs when that is possible, given the legislation is going through the Dáil at the moment. And he was saying that's not what he would advise. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I suppose there are two aspects to people who are vaccinated. Number one, we know that by being vaccinated, you're much less likely to develop a severe illness. So therefore, your chances of ending up in hospital and ultimately ICU or dying are very small once you're vaccinated. The second thing is that we know that those who are vaccinated, while the vaccine doesn't stop you becoming infected with COVID, so you can still get a COVID infection and have minor symptoms, it seems to reduce the transmissibility from you. So you don't seem to get as high a viral load and therefore may not be as infectious. Now, you still can be infectious, which is why the other important message is that even if you're vaccinated and develop symptoms of COVID-like symptoms, the cough, the snuffles, temperatures, headaches, you still should be tested because there is still the chance that you can be spreading it to others. So with regards to NPHET, the big issue is our children aren't vaccinated. Mm. We know from the UK that they definitely saw a sharp spread amongst children and younger people with this Delta variant, and we can expect to see the same here. So in some ways, I mean, we're learning from the UK where they have seen a massive rise in cases. Over a one-week period, they saw a trebling of the numbers admitted to hospital. And we have to hope that we can kind of stop that and not see that happen here, because we've got to remember, if we start seeing hospital admissions rise, that impacts on the services that can be provided by the hospitals. It will mean what's happened before, where clinics are cancelled, tests are cancelled, operations are cancelled. So people are suffering not only as a result of COVID, but because of the unmanaged health needs and health problems that they have.
Yeah, another figure from the briefing today is that there's been a 54% increase in hospitalisations in the UK. But of course, we do have to remember that's coming from a very, very low base, but an interesting figure nonetheless. So just to be clear on your thoughts on this when it comes to children and indoor dining then, Ilona, as I say, the CMO says the safest thing to do is safer to eat outdoors. Would you agree with that? Or given that we're living in Ireland and we're trying to live our lives and live with the virus, is it okay to take the risk? What do you think for people who are trying to make decisions over the next couple of months and, you know, have a staycation and enjoy their summer as best they can?
I think where possible, and you're bringing your children and unvaccinated family members, try and eat outdoors and have that knowledge that it is safer for you. I think where you are going to choose to eat indoors, you have to try and restrict your contact to that bubble. The problem is, in local areas, you might be out for dinner with your bubble and with your family, but you see somebody you know, or your child sees a friend and runs over to have that chat and potentially is being infected or infecting others. Also, as we know, NPHET have previously advised that probably one of the most dangerous areas at the moment in indoor areas may well be the bathroom, where people go, they kind of touch surfaces, they may chat to somebody, have the little talk, but also become infected. So I think if you're going to do the indoor dining, limit it that you're sitting indoors with your bubble, your group, you're not mixing, you're not mingling with anybody else, and you're leaving as soon as possible.
Mm. There's been some talk as well about international travel and some interesting figures presented in relation to that. 626 travel-related cases in the past fortnight, according to NPHET, and more than 1 in 10 of the cases in the country have been related to international travel. That's what has been established after contact tracing. Most of those are people who are returning from Spain, Great Britain, Portugal, Germany and Qatar, indeed. Does that surprise you?
No, because again, we are also seeing greater numbers of people reporting to us that they're planning to travel or that they have travelled back into the country. And, you know, as we start to see, I suppose, travel open up with people getting travel certs, we will see more vaccinated people travelling. But I think, unfortunately, that will also mean perhaps groups going where there may be unvaccinated people travelling. And ultimately, that is going to mean the incoming spread of more variants, not just the Delta, but future variants as well.
So if we're back to the issue of vaccination then again, really, aren't we? And then we're back to the issue of families, because if you want to travel with your family, if they're under the age of 18, they won't have been vaccinated, your children, and there are risks then, basically. There's no way around it.
there are risks, and I think people are kind of feeling, well, if we get tested before we go, if we use antigen tests, if we're careful, we'll mitigate them, we'll limit that risk. But the reality of it is, I mean, I'm dealing with a case this past week where somebody was vaccinated, had their PCR test, arrived back to Ireland, and 4 days later developed symptoms and has tested positive for COVID. And already we know of one other case that who's become infected as a result of that index case. So every travel is going to have a risk, and people have to accept that. And really, it's about trying to get as many people vaccinated now as fast as we can before perhaps there is that dramatic spread that we're afraid is going to happen.
And of course, it wasn't all bad news. We heard that 70% of the population have had one vaccine, 60% have had both vaccines, which is great. And Tony Hoolan, speaking as well, was talking about the freedoms that the fully vaccinated people can enjoy.
And for the most part, people in those categories can regard themselves as being able to partake again in the various different activities that are now open and available and increasingly will be over the course of the coming days and weeks. And there will still be basic precautions that people have to keep in mind. We will have to regard things, for example, like respiratory symptoms, the kinds of symptoms that Dr. Glynn outlined to you there that we now see being associated with the virus as being, in a sense, like that you have to respond to those symptoms, stay away from whether it's the pub, the workplace, meeting friends, having people to your house if you're experiencing these kinds of symptoms. This must become the new normal for us.
Just finally then, Ilona, a lot of the emphasis today, apart from on vaccinations, is also on behaviour. And we've heard this throughout the pandemic, we have this in our hands in terms of influencing the trajectory of the disease at this point. And it could go the most pessimistic. It doesn't have to go that way either. What, in your experience over the last couple of weeks, what are you seeing in terms of people's behaviour?
Well, I think, first of all, there's kind of that hope that we are going to see things open and people are, you know, there's a bit more upbeatness out there. And that's great. We want that. But I think what people have got to realise is that if you're unvaccinated, you still are at risk. And we know that there are many people who remain vulnerable who are still unvaccinated for a variety of reasons. So the big message should be, if you're unvaccinated and you're part of the age group that could have had it, let's say you're an over 70 who at that time was sick, wasn't fit to be vaccinated, there's still time to get vaccinated, and that's what we've got to do, encourage people to be vaccinated. And those who aren't vaccinated need to really just hold the line, be careful. If you have symptoms, report them, get tested. It's so easy to be tested now. You don't even have to go through your GP. You can self-refer for testing. So there are no barriers there. And I think we all know that while it might seem a little unpleasant for a couple of seconds, at least it gives you the reassurance that you don't have COVID infection and you're not putting others at risk by continuing to move around. So if you're not vaccinated, limit your movements and think of others. And if you have symptoms, be you vaccinated or not vaccinated, report them immediately and get tested.
All right, Dr. Ilona Duffy, thank you very much for joining us this evening. And do let us know what you think of all that information you're hearing from Neffet there. You can text us to 51551 or tweet the programme at DriveTimeRTE. Will you, for example, bring your children into indoor dining, given that advice from Dr. Tony Hoolahan? Will you go and travel internationally with your children, given that advice from Neffet that you should be vaccinated to do so? As I say, you can text us 51551.